Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. Our website is active-faith.org. My email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's topic is why fight over the posting of the Ten Commandments. First, let me just read the Ten Commandments to you from Exodus chapter 20, some of the verses between 3 and 17. I won't read all of it, but verse 3, you must not have any other God but me. Verse 4, this is NLT, you must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. Verse 7, you must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Verse 8, remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Verse 12, honor your father and mother. Then you will have a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. By the way, that's the first commandment that has a promise attached to it. Honor your father and mother, and you're going to live a long time. Verse 13, you must not murder. Verse 14, you must not commit adultery. Verse 15, you must not steal. Verse 16, you must not testify falsely against your neighbor. Verse 17, you must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Okay, so why are some people so bent on making sure they aren't posted anywhere? What's the big deal about posting the Ten Commandments? It's because they're a symbol of God's power and authority on the land. God cares about his authority being extended on the land. Actually, that's the job of the church. Did you know that in Arkansas, the legislature voted to post the Ten Commandments on the grounds around the Arkansas State Capitol? And they had it constructed out of granite and had it posted. And within 48 hours of posting it, a trucker hopped the curb and ran over the new monument with the Ten Commandments. The enemy can't stand for God's authority to be posted on the land. You can't stand it. In fact, a few months after that happened, I saw a video of a group that pulled into the parking lot at the Arkansas State Capitol with an 18-wheeler. And in the video, there were at least maybe 150 or 200 people in the video. And on the flatbed 18-wheeler, there was something covered up with a tarp, and they unveiled it, and it was a satanic statue. And all these people started yelling, "Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Hail Satan!" Did you know the Church of Satan is the third fastest growing church in America? We need to be aware the enemy doesn't want God's word, God's commands, God's verses posted around your house or around your life. That's all the more reason to do it. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to post the Ten Commandments in your home, or frame a Bible verse and display it. Displaying God's word as a symbol invites his presence and communicates to everyone who sees it whose side you're on. You might pray like this: Lord, I'm proud of your word and happy for others to know of my dedication to it. Help me to think of creative ways I can display your word in such a way as to encourage others to draw nearer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.